This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to take you on a fantastic journey. A journey through space and time. A journey into our bodies. A journey into the world of science. The cutting edge of science. And if you want to be part of this, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. As I like to say, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a very stupid question. And that was, can you outrace a light beam? I mean, come on. Well, he asked that question, and he wouldn't let go for 10 years. For 10 years, from the age of 16 to 26, he hit his head against the wall, asking the question, can you outrace a light beam? After 10 years of hard work, he finally got the answer. The answer is no, you cannot. Because the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. Well, that young boy had a name, and that was Albert Einstein. He changed the world of stars and atomic bombs, the world of high-tech electronics, the world of the Big Bang and black holes. All of that originally kicked off because a 16-year-old boy asked a stupid question. Well, that's why you should give us a call at 612-564-8135. And also, I just finished a national book tour. My book is called The Future of Humanity. And I've had a number of questions that were given to me. And I'll try to answer another one of these questions. The question that sometimes I get is, why didn't Stephen Hawking, the great physicist, ever win the Nobel Prize in Physics? Well, if you think about it, that is ironic, because many lesser-known physicists who have done less spectacular work, they've won the Nobel Prize. So how come the Nobel Prize eluded Stephen Hawking, a physicist so famous that he's going to be buried in the Westminster Abbey? The Westminster Abbey in London is the most sacred church in all of British Christendom. Isaac Newton is buried there, not to mention many kings and queens of England, and including Stephen Hawking. So the question is, why didn't he ever win the Nobel Prize? Well, the answer is quite simple. The Nobel Prize is given for things that have been tested in the laboratory. Well, Stephen Hawking's main contribution is untested, and that is Hawking radiation. You see, black holes are black because they absorb all light. Nothing can escape. They're like the ultimate Roach Motel. Everything checks in, nothing checks out. However, Hawking showed, and this is his great contribution, that when you add the quantum theory of atoms to black holes, you find that black holes are not really black at all. They're gray. They emit a very faint radiation called Hawking radiation. That's why he didn't win the Nobel Prize. This is a great discovery because it was the first major application of the quantum theory, that is the theory of atoms, to the theory of Einstein, a theory of gravity. These two theories usually hate each other, But Stephen Hawking showed that these two theories create a new effect, Hawking radiation. But it's too faint. It's too faint to be observed in the laboratory. So, we physicists believe it exists. It's out there, Hawking radiation. But the proof eludes us, and that's why Stephen never won the Nobel Prize. Okay, well, let's move right along now to your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Danny. I'm calling from Florida. My question is about your book, The Terraforming Mars Part. Now, the only two examples I know about it are the Superman movie, where like everybody was floating up and hitting the ground and everything. And I think there was another movie where the guy survives on Mars, which he like basically made like a small little greenhouse and grew vegetables and stuff. I know the Superman movie wouldn't be like that. So, if we were to do like a little bubble greenhouse sort of deal, and let's say we wanted, the target would be half of Mars, not all of it, just half of Mars, in a realistic sense, how long would that take to happen? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that a lot of NASA engineers are asking themselves right now. And that is, well, if you saw the movie The Martian, starring Matt Damon, he was left stranded on Mars with no backup, no supplies, and he had to grow his own food and sustain himself on the red planet. So, one of the first things he had to do was find a way to get oxygen through a chemical reaction. Once he got that, then of course he had to get fertilizer for food, and he used his own waste products, yuck, for fertilizer. And then he started to grow plants on Mars, because you had the carbon dioxide atmosphere. It's cold, but you can heat up the temperature using solar panels and agriculture. He was then the first one to create agriculture on Mars. Now, in the future, we'll do it using genetically modified algae. The carbon dioxide atmosphere is ideal to grow organisms. Plant organisms love carbon dioxide. And so it may be possible in the future to create a self-sustaining aquafarm or a farm of genetically modified organisms on the surface of Mars. That's one industry that you definitely want to get off the ground. Another industry is mining, because frozen water can be unfrozen, and that creates drinking water once you purify it. And you can separate it out into hydrogen and oxygen. So these are two reasons why you can use A, hydrogen for rocket fuel, and B, oxygen for breathing. So water would be the first major substance to be mined on the surface of Mars. This is beginning the process of terraforming Mars. So it's going to be very difficult. No one's going to terraform Mars immediately. The first settlements will just tinker with the mechanics of terraforming Mars. But the actual terraforming of the planet itself will take much longer. Now, how do you jumpstart it? If you can raise the temperature of Mars by six degrees, you will have a runaway greenhouse effect. How do you do that? You inject methane gas into the atmosphere of Mars. The methane gas captures sunlight, creates a greenhouse effect, which captures more carbon dioxide, and so you have a runaway greenhouse effect. So that's one way to self-sustain and terraform Mars. But, of course, it's not going to happen anytime soon. It'll take years, decades. So let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com. Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always get right to us and leave a message. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what I'm up to. Go to my website. And you can see the cities I've been traveling in, and maybe I'll sign your copy of my latest book, The Future of the Humanity, now a New York Times bestseller, thanks to you in the audience. Well, before the break, we also had a call about terraforming Mars, and he also mentioned Superman. So let me give you a historical link between Mars and Superman. Near the turn of the century, Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote the Tarzan series, for which he was famous, but he also wrote the John Carter of Mars series as part of pulp fiction back in the 1920s. Back then, he realized that Mars had a lower gravitational field than the Earth, so he said that if an Earthling were to go to Mars somehow, he would become somebody with superhuman powers. He'd be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He'd be faster than a speeding bullet. So, Edgar Rice Burroughs said that this man on Mars, John Carter, would have the power of a Superman. Well, what happened was, nothing happened, until World War II came along, and people want a hero. And that's the origin of Action Comics and Superman. And the very first issue of Superman, the very first issue, it says very plainly that anyone from another planet landing on the Earth would have superhuman powers because of the low gravity, precisely echoing the words of Edgar Rice Burroughs, creator of Tarzan, and John Carter of Mars. So in other words, the link between Mars and Superman is that Superman is in some sense a son of John Carter, a creation of the man who created Tarzan. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
I'd like to propose at least one question. If the background microwave radiation from the Big Bang heats up the relative vacuum of deep space by 2.74 degrees Kelvin, then how can people like Dr. Lee Howe at Harvard, who were trying to reach absolute zero, completely evacuate the BMR from an environment so that the thermometer doesn't reach just 2.74 degrees Kelvin, but actually goes down to absolute zero? I found your presentation delightful on the future of humanity.
Okay, well, first of all, let's break down your question. It turns out that in outer space, there is an echo of the Big Bang itself. Believe it or not, you can calculate that the Big Bang was very hot, but in 13.8 billion years, it cooled down. So the temperature of the background radiation left over the aftermath of the Big Bang has a temperature today of 2.7 degrees above absolute zero. So children sometimes ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, how cold is outer space? Well, we know the answer, 2.7 degrees. Why? That's the temperature of the Big Bang today. Anything that hot back then could not go to zero today. We see residual radiation from the Big Bang at 2.7 degrees above absolute zero. But on the Earth, you can create in the laboratory temperatures below 2.7 degrees centigrade. Now, remember, that's a temperature of outer space. But on the Earth, it's possible to take out energy from a container of energy and drop the temperature below 2.7 degrees centigrade. And that resolves the paradox. And that is, if the temperature of outer space is 2.7 degrees, how can on the Earth you can get a small chamber where the temperature inside is below 2.7 degrees centigrade? There's no contradiction whatsoever. And by the way, you can pick up this radiation on your transistor radio. If you turn your frequency on a transistor radio randomly, you get static. Believe it or not, most of that static comes from Jupiter. Jupiter is quite noisy in the radio spectrum, quite radioactive, but you can also pick up the Big Bang itself. This is amazing that even a simple transistor radio can pick up residual leftover radiation from the creation of the universe itself. Absolutely amazing. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Charles Davis. I'm not listening to a radio station. I actually got your information off the internet. But I have a question for you. Was there ever a reverse law to the theory of light written by anyone, including Einstein, never published? If so, what would the implications of that be, and would that actually be a link to relativity and quantum theory possible? Thank you.
Well, I think what you're asking is there a reverse form of light? I think that's what you said. In other words, anti-light or dark light. That light from a flashlight emits radiation, but a dark flashlight would absorb radiation and blackness. Blackness would come out rather than light. Well, the short answer is no, but let me explain why. First of all, there is something called antimatter. the opposite of matter, which is different charge. So the electron has negative charge. We learned that in elementary school. But the anti-electron, the positron, has positive charge. So antimatter has the opposite charge of ordinary matter. Now, light, however, has no charge at all. It's chargeless. And anti-light is light. So that explains, first of all, the mystery of black light. There is no such thing, because light and anti-light are the same thing. You can also answer the question about anti-gravity. Anti-gravity is gravity. That is, the antiparticle of the graviton is a graviton. The antiparticle is the photon of light, is the photon of light. And therefore, reverse light or black light is not possible. However, recently, physicists were quite amazed that the universe itself is accelerating due to dark energy. Now, this is repulsive. Dark energy repels galaxies, and so it is a form of anti-gravity, which is amazing. There is a form of anti-gravity. However, what's the catch? The catch is, it's extremely small. So small, you cannot make hoverboards or anti-gravity rockets out of it. Sorry about that. It is extremely tiny, but we do think on a scale of galaxies now, it is literally pushing the galaxies apart, cooling it down, and one day we may hit absolute zero or near absolute zero as a consequence of dark energy. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Sean Markley from Sherwood, Illinois. My question is, as we become a level one or level two society on the Kardashev scale, which scenario becomes more plausible? Number one, us wormholing to other planets in the Goldilocks zone and searching our own universe for the continuity of the species, or number two, us wormholing into the past in an alternate universe to transfer folks into the alternate universe, if you will, for the continuity of the species. Appreciate any help on the answer, and thanks, and have a great day.
Okay, well, you ask a question about the Kardashev scale, which I write about. Kardashev was a Russian astrophysicist who wanted to catalog intelligent civilizations in outer space. A type 1 civilization consumes the energy of a planet, like Buck Rogers. They control the weather. They can control earthquakes and volcanoes. Anything planetary, they can control. Type 2 is stellar. They control the stars. They control the energy output of the star and nearby planets, like the Federation of Planets. The Federation of Planets in Star Trek would be a Type 2 civilization. Type 3 is galactic. They control the power of a black hole. And after the break, we'll answer the question about what it means if you can create a wormhole if you're a Type 1, 2, or 3 civilization. Can you go to the past or maybe the future? Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News. In an attempt to curb the rising number of coronavirus cases in southern Florida, Miami-Dade County will impose a curfew beginning at 10 o'clock on Friday. The announcement about the curfew by Mayor Carlos Jimenez came the same day as health officials reported more than 10,000 new cases statewide, a new record high, adding that the nightly restriction would be in place until further notice. City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here's your chance to get on national radio and ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and there you are all alone listening to your radio, and then all of a sudden you get this brainstorm. You just have to talk to somebody, but you're all alone and there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording, leave your name, call letters in the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can ask that question on national radio, the question that's always been bothering you. Well, before the break, we had another question that came in about the Kardashev scale and where we might take a wormhole to. Well, the Kardashev scale talks about civilizations centuries, millennia more advanced than us. A type 1 civilization can control planetary power. They control the weather. They can mine the oceans. Type 2 has stellar power. They control the power output of an entire star. They've colonized all the nearby planets. And type 3 is galactic. They control the power of black holes, and they roam across the galactic space lanes. Now, believe it or not, we can actually calculate when we will attain these incredible abilities. First of all, we know the energy output of a Type 1 civilization, and so we are about 100 years or so away from becoming Type 1. In other words, by 2100, we will become planetary with the ability to, for example, control the weather. In a few thousand years, we'll be Type 2, the ability to control the power output of an entire star, like in Star Trek. Type 3 is galactic, the power to manipulate black holes to roam the galactic space lanes. And that depends on whether or not you can get hyperdrive. So that may be, who knows, maybe thousands to 100,000 years more advanced than us. Now, the question that came in is, when are we going to get wormholes? And where are we going to go in space or time with a wormhole? Wormholes are shortcuts. They are allowed by Einstein's theory. In fact, Einstein himself in 1935 was the first one to find a wormhole solution of his own equations. A wormhole is a shortcut, like the looking glass of Alice. A shortcut that allows you to go from one point of space or time and another point of space or time. Now, when can we have these and on what scale are we talking about? Well, as you can see, a wormhole has the energy of a black hole. Therefore, almost by definition, we're talking about Type 3. A Type 3 civilization that can roam the galactic space lanes, has access to galactic energy, and has the power of a black hole. And that is the power to rip the fabric of space and time itself. Now, where are they going to go? Well, one point is to go to other galaxies and other star systems and other sectors of the galaxy itself. So, perhaps Star Wars takes place in such a time, thousands of years more advanced than us. But what about going backwards in time? Well, that gets a little bit more dicey. Stephen Hawking, for example, admitted that it may be possible to create a wormhole to go into the future or into another point in space. But to go backwards in time, he thought, may be bordering on impossible. Well, we'll say a few things about that after the break, whether or not a time machine is possible to the past. You're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and we're going to talk about time travel after the break.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual.
It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, you can find out about where I'll be speaking on my book tour and all the latest developments in science and technology. So go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it explains how you can get a copy of my new book, a New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a call about the Kardashev scale of advanced civilizations and when we're going to be able to create wormholes. Well, wormholes are gateways through space and time made possible through energy scales of a black hole, meaning that we're probably talking about type 3, a galactic civilization capable of harnessing the power of dying stars and black holes to drill a hole through space and time. These are called wormholes, first pioneered by Albert Einstein himself in 1935 in a famous paper that he wrote with one of his students, Nathan Rosen. And then the question is, can you go forwards in space, like in a spaceship, or backwards in time? Well, Stephen Hawking had a point of view on this. He thought that wormholes to another point in space may be possible. The problem is graviton radiation. Gravitons are particles of light, and if you have enough gravitons, they can become quite dangerous and quite radioactive, and you can blow up the machine. So a wormhole machine may, in some sense, become unstable. Well, Hawking thought that maybe, just maybe, a wormhole machine taking you to a distant point in the galaxy was possible, that it was possible to control the graviton radiation as you entered the wormhole machine. But, he thought, to go backwards into the past, if you do the calculation, it turns out the buildup of graviton radiation blows up. And so maybe the machine explodes as you try to go to the past. Well, I've looked at that calculation, and I'm not convinced. First of all, how do you get the fact that the machine blows up when you go into the past in a wormhole? Because a light beam that falls in the wormhole winds up in the past and then naturally goes to the present and goes into the wormhole a second time and a third time and a fourth time. That's why it blows up, because it goes through the wormholes an infinite number of times. But you see, I don't believe in that. I think you can only go through the wormhole basically once, not an infinite number of times. And so there's no contradiction with graviton radiation. graviton radiation could in fact be finite. Now, why do I believe that you can only go maybe once through the wormhole? Because it depends on how you view going backwards in time. I personally think that the universe splits in half. The timeline forks into two rivers. One river takes you through a normal sequence of time, and the other river splits off, forks in the river of time, and that simply creates a new branch of a timeline. So all the paradoxes of time travel are resolved, and there are no infinities, no explosions or blowing up of graviton radiation. And so, in other words, time travel might be possible. I'm not saying it is, because of course the calculation requires going to a higher mathematics called string theory, which is so advanced that we cannot answer the question yet. But in string theory, it's a quantum theory, time splits. And if time splits and you go backwards in time, you do not change your own past, which would create a paradox. You change somebody else's past, who looks like you, has the same mannerisms, but is your carbon copy. And so you've basically changed the fate of a parallel universe, but not your own. Sorry about that. And that resolves all the paradoxes of time travel. With a new outlook, you can read any time travel novel and resolve every paradox if you simply assume that the universe forks into two roads every time you go backwards in time. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Maria Ahmed. I'm from Orlando, Florida. And my question for you was, as we know, 95.1% of the universe is dark matter and dark energy. The rest of the universe is stuff that we can detect, visible light, visible energy. My question was, is it possible that there's an entire universe that's undetected within that dark energy and dark matter? Is it possible? It would be awesome to know. Thanks so much.
Well, you ask a question that's at the cutting edge of what we know about the universe. So let's break it down a bit. As we've mentioned before on this radio show, we used to think that the universe is... Oh, I think we're running out of time in this segment. Well, let's take a short commercial break then, and after the break, we'll answer a question. Is it possible there could be a parallel universe out there hidden in dark energy and dark matter?
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? We have all the fun probing the mysteries of the universe and matter and space and time and our bodies. Why should we have all the fun? Why don't you join in, be part of the dialogue by calling 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question, and that is, the universe we now know is much stranger than we previously thought. It is basically made out of dark energy, which is blowing the universe apart, and dark matter, which holds the galaxy together. Both are invisible, and both have led to Nobel Prizes. So the question is, if dark matter is dark and can hide things, could it basically hide a parallel universe? Well, probably no. However, it does raise some very intriguing questions. First of all, how do we even know there's dark matter out there? By looking at Newton's law of gravity, we know that the galaxy spins, but it spins 10 times too fast. If you take a look at Newton's laws of spin and calculate the centrifugal force of a galaxy spinning very rapidly, you find that it should fly apart. Fly apart. Therefore, something is keeping the galaxies together, even if Newton says they are flying so fast, they should fly apart. And that's dark matter. So we use gravity to indirectly prove the existence of dark matter. Now, then the caller asks another question. If dark matter is invisible, is it possible that it's concealing something, like maybe another parallel universe? And the answer to that is probably no, because a parallel universe would have a lot of gravity. And gravity is how we even prove the existence of dark matter to begin with, because dark matter is invisible. Therefore, we see no presence of a parallel universe hiding inside the dark matter. However, there have been some surprises just in the last few years. One surprise announced just a few weeks ago was the fact that we can now have galaxies that are totally made out of dark matter, or galaxies totally made out of ordinary matter without the other. We used to think that dark matter and ordinary matter had to come together. But now we find that you can have ordinary galaxies with ordinary matter without that much dark matter at all, and vice versa. And so we're now realizing that the universe is a lot more mysterious than we previously thought. I should mention, however, that the leading candidate for dark matter is that it's a higher vibration of the string. We are the lowest octave of the string, but there are higher vibrations. The photon has a higher vibration. Its partner is called the photino, or little photon for short. And we think that is the leading candidate for what dark matter is made of. However, the question is more sophisticated than you realize, because in inflation theory, which is also a version of the Big Bang theory, inflation happens all the time. at different points in the universe. So in some principle, it's possible to have universes inside universes, universes budding off other universes like a soap bubble, budding off other soap bubbles. And so then it's not so surprising if you can get a universe hiding inside dark matter. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Richard Kelleher, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and my question is, I just read that the longest recorded electrical pulses from a dead brain were 10 days. How long does a brain consciousness last after death?
Well, you ask a very important question, a question, of course, that is a subject of not just doctors, but also ethicists, because the question is, when the brain dies, but the body survives, are you really dead at all? Well, first of all, it's usually considered that in a period of 4 to 6 minutes, brain tissues start to die because of lack of oxygen. And by the time 8 minutes have gone by, you are most likely suffering from a version of brain death. That is, neurons start to die. And after that, you are probably clinically brain dead. In other words, the EEG, the electroencephalograph, picks up no evidence of electrical activity, even though the body may still be intact. And this, of course, raises many ethical questions. Sometimes people in a coma, like, for example, because of illness or a car accident, could be brain dead, but their body is still alive. And then the question is it possible, therefore, they could be revived after being brain dead? And you ask an even different question. What happens under certain rare circumstances, like, for example, when the body is cold, the body can survive much longer in a state of suspended animation. So let's try to break it down really quick. And that is, medical ethicists are still debating after the case of Ms. Schiavo, who was brain dead, but the relatives clung to the possibility that she could be revived, even though most doctors believe that there was no chance of her coming back because there was simply too much damage to brain tissue. Now, it turns out that some people in comas do come out. However, they are not totally brain dead. If you are totally brain dead with no electrical activity, chances are you're not going to be able to be brought back. However, this is an area which is very fuzzy because, of course, it all depends on how you define brain dead. And if somebody, for example, falls in a lake, in a frozen lake, then it's possible the person could survive much longer because of the cold, which stops the degeneration of brain activity. So this is still a frontier question. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, you can explore the cutting edge of science with me by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, you might get on Science Fantastic.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.